A solar-powered car is traveling through Alaska. The vehicle, built and driven by Marcella Deleuze of Toronto, is headed south after stopping in Fairbanks last week. The journey began in Buffalo, New York, 2 months ago. Since then, Deleuze and his Power of One team have covered nearly 6,000 miles in an effort to break the solar power distance record of more than 8,000 miles. But Deleuze says his journey is about more than just a record.
What I'm trying to do is save the planet on my own way. I consider myself a part-time tree hugger, and I'd like to do my share for the environment, and this is how I'm doing, by driving a car that runs on light. I believe there is technology that we could be using, but we lack the political will. I think we are all a bunch of hypocrites waiting for a government, someone or something to save the planet for us. It's not going to happen. We have to take charge, we have to take ownership, and do our share. If we all did a little bit, we could do a lot.
Deleuze has to lie nearly horizontal in the low-slung single-seat car. The cockpit is enclosed in a sleek foam and fiberglass canopy covered with 280 solar cells. The car is about 15 feet long and less than 3 feet high. He says the solar car has been mistaken for a UFO and that he's often pulled over by police. He says his most unusual encounter was with a wolf that investigated the car while he was taking a break along the Dempster Highway.
I'm a city guy, and I thought the wolf was friendly, and I walked towards the wolf, and the wolf walked towards me, and he tried to bite my leg, but then I got a little upset, and took a step back, and then tried to bite my leg again, and then I got more upset, and I changed the tone of my voice, and it walked away. And
the solar car has been powered exclusively by the sun on its tour, but Deleuze is accompanied by a conventional van carrying his support crew and spare parts.